The Boycott, Divest and Sanction campaign, known as the BDS campaign, is a global civil movement that strongly opposes Israel's occupation of Palestine. It says it hopes to promote a message of impunity in Israel for its serial breaches of international law and internal humanitarian law.
It appears in Israel that keeping the lid on the Palestinians is a relatively low-cost option because it doesn't incur any real penalties in diplomacy, trade or anything else, whereas therefore peace appears by comparison more difficult and more complicated. So what we're doing in the BDS campaign is trying to even up that argument by transmitting a message that you can have your oppression of the Palestinians or you can have your status in the international community, access to trade, access to academic exchange and so forth, but you can't have both.
The BDS movement is spreading in Australia, with one of the country's leading academic institutions, the University of Sydney, taking a stand against Israel's largest science and technology university, Technion University in Haifa, Israel.
What we have done in the BDS campaign really is the occasional symbolic act. So, for example, there was an Israel Research Day held here at the university, which was really a propaganda vehicle. It was entirely bogus as a research exercise. So what we did was we wrote a letter of protest to the Deputy Vice Chancellor International, really so the event would not pass off without opposition.
In a move to support the BDS campaign, the Student Representative Council of the Sydney University also voted in favour of implementing an academic boycott of Technion University. The statement released by the Student Council said Technion University is uniquely and directly implicated in war crimes.
The Technion University leads the way, in fact, in helping to prepare Israeli Arab high school students for entrance into university. 20% of the Technion's university student population is in fact Israeli Arab.
However, the director of Sydney University's Peace and Conflict Studies, Professor Jake Lynch, raised the question as to whether Technion University conducts any of its teachings in Arabic to accommodate the Israeli Arab sector of the student population.
The reason why it is singled out is because it has particularly close links with a defence company called Elbit Systems. And Elbit Systems is implicated in Israel's illegal separation fence. It's also implicated in developing equipment used by the Israeli Defence Force against Palestinian civilians, remote controlled bulldozers for demolishing Palestinian homes and things like that.
While the BDS movement is spreading internationally, with the South African government now including it as part of its official policies, the University of Sydney says Australia is behind the curve in showing its support. However, it hopes that its implementation of the boycott will encourage the country to follow suit in taking a stand against the suppression of the Palestinian people. Edwina Story, Press TV, Sydney.